Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Gimel, Sifim Chaf Dalet, till the end of the Siman. Let's do it. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Tuesday, January 27th. January 27th. Here we go. Yotze Be'Evan Tekuma, Peish Ha'aruch. So what's an Evan Tekuma? An Evan Tekuma, according to the Aruch, is a certain Evan Yedua, a certain Evan Kishihi al Isha lo Tapio. When a woman wears this type of Evan, she does not have miscarriage. Uva Mishkal Sheshaku Kenegdo Kadesh lo Tapio. And also the equivalent is a counterweight of such a stone. If you have a counterweight, it's a weight that weighs such a stone of an Evan Tekuma, that also has the same effect, the counterweight. And that object, the counterweight, will also be there in order to prevent the woman from having a miscarriage. And they can wear it even if they've not yet become pregnant. Let's see what this is all about. Ayin Zayin, Evan Tekuma. Ainu Manasha Okorin, Masha Anokorin, Shtern Shtus. Okay? Shtern Shtus, Shus, Shnei Sinosha Mubaros, pregnant women wear this type of thing. Uber Masha, Smart Kasav Amatik, Shemata Shu Evan Chatzot, Vichalo Besoko. It's a type of pebble with a hollow. Okay? The Evan Katam Besocha Charon is another Evan inside the hollow of the pebble. Ki inba, like the clapper of a zug, bezug, like the clapper of a bell. The Chain Nivra, and this is the way it was, you know, created, this stone. The Aviu Be'eliel Rabba, and it's brought down Eliel Rabba. The Minag is Shoshokun Eitadava Keneged Evan Tekuma. The Minag is that they weigh something, Keneged, counterweight to the Evan Tekuma. Shugam Kein Mora, that also works to prevent miscarriage. That's what they meant by a counterweight opposite it. And Shas, it says, it's precise in its weight. What this is referring to is the object, okay, by itself is totally in line with the Evan Tekuma, meaning it weighs exactly the same amount. And it wasn't a little bit less, and you have to add something or take something off in order to be mechavin it. Okay? Then, Oz Yeshlo Segula Zo. Then you're going to have this Segula of what? Of the Evan Tekuma that's going to prevent miscarriage. V'atam v'chol zelahakir. Now, what's the reason why a woman is allowed to go out with this type of Evan? The reason why a woman is allowed to go out with this type of Evan is because Mishum Dehu Kekameya Mumcha. It's like a, remember, going back to the beginning here, last day of this, the authenticated amulet. Okay, so this Evan Tekuma is like the authenticated amulet. It somehow works. And the truth is, there are people today that still use this Evan Tekuma. Today, a lot of times women put it on, like, yes, they have miscarriages. You know, what it's all about, and is it okay? This man is that, but Bailson, you know, wasn't too big of a fan of it. Okay? I guess if anyone is going to ever do it, you should make sure it's definitely from someone who's a pure Kadosh, and not someone who's coming from something like Ruach HaTuma. Let's move back there. V'afilu v'chulei, ayin ches, v'afilu lo nesavra, elo shechoshesh Hashemah tis'aber v'sapio. Even if she's not pregnant yet, but she's just choshesh, that maybe she will what? She will get pregnant and have a miscarriage. And even before you get pregnant, they wear it. Okay? I'm sure there are many Sephardic women. I don't know where our resident Sephardi is, but I'm sure there are people that actually do it. Let's move right to it, even to today. Chotei. Aser le'isha shetavir b'shabbos sorek al paneha. It's aser for a woman to go ahead and to put rouge on her face. This is good. We're getting into real halakha l'maaseh stuff here. Rouge, like a type of makeup when you put on that makes your face look more red. Okay? Mishum Soveya. Because this is like Soveya. We're just talking about you. Okay? Okay? We're going to see. It's not Soveya Mamish. We're going to see. Mishum Soveya. It says because it's Soveya. Sounds like it's real Soveya, but we'll see. When we come to Asura Lechol B'Shabbos, and this is also why it becomes Asur to put on what? Eyeshadow on the eyes. Eye paint. Umitam zeh asura latuach al poneh batzek. And based on this, it's also us to put on some type of batzek, some type of like pastry dough on your face. Because you know talto, when you take it off and a woman takes it off, madim habato, it makes her face red. So what's the issue? Well, look at the Mishabura Ayin test, Sarak. Hutseva Adom, it's rouge, it makes your face look red. Uvutosefta Isa, Shalo Tekanech Panea, the beggar Shayesh Mosarak. And Tosefta says you should not even wipe your face with a beggar that has on it this red paint, this rouge. Umashma Afa Gavdalo Miskavanet with Sviya, and it's mashma, even if you don't have Kavana, to actually put the rouge on, just to go ahead and, if the rag has this rouge on it, speak racial, it's going to for sure make your face red, it's going to be answer. The Tama Dabar came in the Isha Darka Bikach, Liyafa Sasatma, since it's the Isha's Derech to go ahead and to make yourself pretty, how you date Sviyas Panim, from coloring your face. Nechti Shapir Kitzoveya. It is therefore a Drabanan of Tzoveya. Aval Ish Ein Darko Bikach, but an Ish was have a Derech for this, Lo Mikri Tzoveya. It's not considered Tzoveya. It's only if it's the Derech to go ahead and color yourself, then it will be, that's what the Gzeira is. Okay, so he's saying a man who doesn't have a derech, okay, I guess, at least in those days, it wasn't a derech for a man to put on makeup on their face, okay, and therefore, it's you're not going to be kitzoveya, it's only the derech to make up your face. So then he says, the same thing would be, in Siman Shulchav, we're going to see, the mutter lechol tutim, this is even by women, I think, okay, that it's permissible to eat strawberries, or cherries, Ushar peros hatzovim and other peros, not bananas, other peros hatzovim. Ushar peros hatzovim and other peros that actually color. Okay, it could be a strawberry, it could be a cherry that colors your lips. Afa gad the tzovei upon of the yada beis ha'achila. Even though your face and your hand might get painted, okay, stained by the fruit, it's still going to be okay because the kavanah is not for tzviya. When we come to afilu avara sarak al pnei isha, here where it comes in, a bit of fishman, still we come makom passing by the rouge on your face, meaning a woman putting on rouge, gam tren eina le midrabanan. It's only midrabanan, it's in the midrabanan, dein tzviya midoraisa al or adam. There's no painting doraisa, coloring doraisa, on the skin of a person. Vayim the be'alacha, and check out the be'alacha, there's a nice big be'alacha on this. Let's move right there. Pei, so it's also also lichol, to color your eyes. Einayim, right? The color, woman to color her eyes. Pei aleph, latuach al paneh, also to plop the pastry dough on the face to make it red, for the same reason. And he says as follows. V'yeshe no'agin devar yisr, and then there's going to be yisr, lahachlich sarasayim. He's saying there are people that are knowing the following iser, which is bad. Lahachlich sarasayim v'chelev muhutach. What they do is they smooth out their hair with chelev muhutach, which means a fat that's been dissolved umurav and mixed up b'minei d'samim. I mean, mixed up with other types of spices. In other words, a nice hair gel. Okay? People go in and they put hair gel. Shekolim b'shonenu pumada. Or we call hair gel. B'choshoshani lahem mechatas. And I think they're over, possibly, melacha d'horaisa. D'nira sheyesh b'zeh. Appears to me, that there is mishur memareach, which is smoothing on, right? Putting smoothing on the skin things. And on the head thing is the equivalent of the melacha of the mareach, smoothing on ointments and things like that. And he's saying it's doraisa. V'roi lahazir b'nei beisa al zeh. And you should be mazir. And tell your wives, okay, and b'zman zeh, why are we only blaming the wives? Men also, they go ahead and they smooth on their hair gel. He's saying this is itza doraisa. Melacha doraisa. Chavav. Asur meklora ha'isha sa'ara. It is also for a woman to go ahead and braid her hair b'Shabbos. V'lo lahatir kliyasa. And also to undo a braid. Aval yichola lachalok sa'ara. However, she can go ahead and part her hair. Okay? Ramah, v'yesh osrim lachalok sa'ara. And there are those that are after parting the hair. Zahainu lasos hashaito. doesn't mean are shaitel. V'chein nagu lasor lasos ayidei kli. He says the minhag is to ask for making a part in your hair with a kli, with some type of utensil, comb or metal. About the etzba the alma nagu lakel. But if you go ahead and you part your hair or separate your hair with your hand, that is okay, assuming obviously that your hair is not going to for sure come out when you do it. Chavav pay days in the Mishnah Berurah lekloa, braiding the hair. What's this? What's the iser? So he says here it's also midrabbanan mishum the dummy lebinyan, because it's like binyan. Now how is braiding your hair like binyan? So the famous Gemara, because the Rashi of our pasuk by even Hashem elakim es atzela, right? Hashem built like the tzela, the bone, the rib of Adam, and what is the Yiven? So it says here, it doesn't mean, we're not talking about the ribs, as we always think, and the bone, and this. Melamed Shekima HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava V'Aviya El Adam. He actually, besides making Chava, he actually braided her hair and made her real nice when he brought her over to Adam Arisha. V'Shekim B'Kachay Hayam Kolin L'Kalayasa B'Nyasa. And also in the sea cities, they call this braid Biniyasa, it's from Binyan. Avala Korea Nimin. However, someone who actually goes ahead and braids hairs Bitalish, braids hairs that are not attached to the head, Chayiv Mishum what? Chayiv Mishum Oleg. They're going to be Chayiv, due to Oleg. Kemosha Kasav Harat, Kemosha Kasav Harambam. Like it says in the Rambam, Vahacha Biseyar. Lo chashiv ariga, and he says here by what oleg is weaving, the melacha of weaving. So he says in your hair there's no melacha of weaving, but if it's not hair that is what that is attached to the head like a wig, then besides there might not be an issue of binyan, but there's another issue and might be more fundamental, the laisa of ariga, weaving. The hacha b'seyan the choshev ariga, here by a regular hair, there's no ariga, mishum to mechuba b'rosho, because it's attached to the head. The hair is attached to the head. V'hoh de'en sofa l'skayim. And also it's not going to ultimately, the weave in the hair is not going to stay. The natural weave in the hair, the braids, they come apart. Speak to your sisters. Shomenes l'stira, it's also set up to come apart. V'nei kol zeh de mechuba. So this is all by hair attached to the head, if the only issue is going to be what? One of domer libinyan. However, look what he says. V'hakalas sar peyanachis. However, if you go and you braid a peyanachis, a shetel, right? Shekorin paruk, what we call a shetel, a wig. After him, the zemi shum boneh, either it's not going to be boneh because it's not hair attached to the head, also al koparin is going to be a problem shum oreg. That's a name of the insofar as Kayim, even if you say ultimately it's going to come apart, I'll call Ptolemy the Rabbanan, it's still going to be us with the Rabbanan. And that's only according to the issue of insofar as Kayim. When we come up on Nira, the Ein Kedai Limchos B'Makom Shalo Yishmu Lanu. He says, still, it appears to me that you should not go ahead and give Musar to places where you know the women are not going to listen to you. Obviously, not your Hegel, the wife who you're going to all eventually marry, because you can tell her not to braid her wig on Shabbos, but even though he's saying it's usher to braid your hair, and it's usher to braid a wig, he seems to say, what? No, because if you go with the opinion, that the reason why there's no oreg in the hair is not because it's attached to the head, but because it's Ain Sofer L'Skayim, it's going to eventually come apart. So it's also going to eventually come apart. Because even if you said it, he's saying, even if you would say it's going to eventually come apart of the wig, it's still be after the Rabbanan. But it's still a Chashash D'Oraisa too. He's saying, even according to that opinion, it's still going to be after the Rabbanan. Let's move right there. Pay Gimel. The lower half to Kliyasa, and you're not going to take apart, woman's not going to take apart her braid, the dummy in the Tosek. The same way moving the braid is dummy to Binyan, the Malacha of Binyan, the Rabbanan of Binyan, this is going to be dummy to what? So said, taking apart a building, taking apart your braid. The Yesh Oshun Lachlok Sarah, and there are those that are parting the hair. Mishum chashash plisha, because of the concern that you may be put out here. However, there is shona that's makel siyala kevin the enemy miskavanas hazeh, since there's no kavanah to pull out the hair, and just parting the hair itself is not like combing it through and through. It's not going to for sure pull out hair. Therefore, lo psik reisha, it's not going to for sure pull out the hair, and therefore there's a day lehakel. However, the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, I should say, the Ramah ends up by saying the minhag is not to use a kli to part your hair. If you're going to part it, you should do it with your hands. Now we finally come last sif, okay? Also, let's smoke the matzrek the Shabbos. It's also to go ahead and to comb your hair on Shabbos. V'afilu osa she'osin nisar chazir. Even combs that are not made out of very stark bristles, rather made out of pig hair. Okay, I don't know, anyone have a pig hair comb? She'ir shah shalo ya'afru saros. Because the bottom line is, combs automatically will pull out hairs. And since they automatically will pull out hairs, it's a psik reisha, okay, and it's going to be also mishum lat gozei. Aval mutter lachof with a fast face biyad. However, it's mutter to rub your hair, okay, and to brush it a little bit with your hands, as long as you don't, for sure, you know, if you know that when you rub your hair, you pull at it, obviously that's not mutter. Let's see, hopefully the question will be answered in the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, also let's roll. Mishum what's the isser? Mishum tzlisha sara guf. It's the isser of pulling out the hair from the body. Zahavi tolada, it's a tolda of gozei. This is a raisa of gozei. She'i efshak. It's impossible to comb your hair without pulling out hair. Valkein af in eno mekavin l'tzlisha tzeyar. Even though you're covered not to pull out the hair. Gam kein aser, for sure it's going to be aser. Zahavi what? Psik reisha. Because it's going to be a psik reisha. Because it for sure happened. With the Gemara Issa, the Kol HaSorek, the Gemara is talking about what does it mean, Sorek? Lahashir Niman HaMedzuldolin. Where a person goes in and combs their hair to get out the hanging hairs. Hainu Shem Nidlashu Ksas, it's coming out a little bit. Vadayan Lo Nekru Lagamai, it hasn't fully come out. Miskabe, that's what you're doing. You know, people sometimes comb their knotted hairs out, or whatever. Or the pieces of hair that are not looking good in there. To make their hair look nice and straight. But nafkaminim is that? Dafinu matzrech rak. According to the second opinion, even with a matzrech rak, even with a brush, can go in barsh racha. Even with a brush, she'enot psik reisha, which one of the short pull out your hair, it's going to be a gamkei nasir, because the idea is that the brush is going to pull out. It's going to pull out. The point is to pull out the hairs that are dangling, right? It's going to be usher in loba ofen she'en mekavan lahashir animim. It's going to be usher unless the kavana is not to pull out these hanging hairs. So when it comes out, you say, halacha l'maisa, unless you have a brush that you are 100% sure will not 100% pull out your hair. Okay? That is, you have to know that you have a brush that does not always pull out the hair. Okay? Which is, you know, do a test. It's going to be usher. Because if it's going to be sure pull out the hair, it's also no matter what to comb your hair. Chasav the same for Yeshua's Yaakov. Ra'iti anash. Now comes the big Musa Shmuz. Chasav the same for Yeshua's Yaakov. It was written in the same Yeshua's Yaakov. Ra'iti anashin nekilim l'srok roshan b'Shabbos. I see people that are makel to comb their hair on Shabbos. The kimat nasa adava keheter etzlam. And it's almost like it became a total heter for these people. Va'oyim ya'inayim shikach ros. And woe is to the eyes that sees this. La'vor b'shat nefesh l'chal Shabbos v'yadayim. Who these people on Chal Shabbos with their hands totally disregarding and being over umeharoi l'chol chacham b'iro lahazir alzeh, and it is definitely proper for all chachamim in the city to go ahead and to warn about this. Ulay yishmu, maybe people will listen to the yichu musar and take musar, and they won't comb their hair. Ad kan dvarav. This is what he has to say. And now the Bishabura continues, Umashim Ashivin, and what these people answer, Shemuchrach Lestakein Sarosa, that they have to go ahead and fix up their hair, Kadesh Yisgane, so they don't look disgusting with Nechavera in front of their friends. Halo Yochol Vasei Spofen Ahete, they can do it in a way that's mutter. Kanoim Alehel, like we said before, the Gandhul Akane, like coming up in Sifkat and Peizayin, like we're seeing coming up in Sifkat and Peizayin, there are permissible ways to do it. And besides all this, halo Yochol Lachof, person could rub his hair with fasle saros of the yad, he could brush his hair with his hands. Lama yavor iser chamor? Why should he actually go and be over an iser chamor, a serious iser kazel like this, using a comb, sikresha, gozeis, holder of gozeis, yadayim, to actually do it, yadayim, sifkot and peizayim. Shaloya akru saros. He goes on and he says that it's impossible for a person with a comb, even a comb made out of pig hairs, to not pull out hair. When we comb a comb, mutzal asakein ma'at, still it is permissible, he says, to fix it a little bit, as sar harosh, the hair, the chliya asui, with a type of comb brush that is made out of sar misar chazir. He's saying, if it's not a regular comb, and it's made out of the hair of pigs, so you'd be able to do a little bit of a fixing up of your hair, because he's not going to for sure pull out the hair. He said, Dafka lisrok aserbo. This Dafka combing is going to be aser, even to just be fixing a little bit. The mashia say, because you'll pull out the hair. Avalasakin ma'at shari, however, to actually, to just to fix it a little bit, it's going to be okay. And if you comb it heavily, even with a wad, even with pig's hair, it's going to be aser. If you just fix it a little bit with pig's hair, it's going to be okay. With a matrik, however, with a regular comb, aser after zeh, it's going to be aser even to fix it up a little bit. And the minhag is a kli that is made out of sar chazir that you're going to do and fix your hair a little bit. It should be just special for Shabbos. You should have this type of brush. Your brush that you use as permissible should be separate for Shabbos. So it doesn't look like a kubin dechol. It doesn't look like a kubin dechol. The truth is, you know, that's lemaisa with our brushes today. If you have a light brush, it's not going to actually comb through the hair. So, and it's not going to for sure pull out hair. It's going to be permissible. But he seems to say that it's a good minute to have your own special Shabbos brush. Peches, with a fast face the yad, it's okay to go ahead and rub your hair and to comb it with your hand. Hayer shemavio, you mean you can separate the yad of your with your hands. Sarosa zomizu, you can separate your hair from one another with your hands. Rambam, he said, the Rambam says, Chofef al-Saro b'yado, person could go ahead and rub his hair with his hand, the Chofef b'siyapanov, and he could actually separate it with his hand, and he could comb it with his nails. V'afim nefal seyar al-yadeh, and even if hair comes out based on this, ain't no Chosesh, you don't have to worry about it. Shoei ain't kavanasu lahashir, because your kavanah is not to pull out the hair, the esher shelo yasher. And it's possible if you're using your hand, it's not going to actually come out. Obviously, if you know the way you pull on your hair, that if for sure comes out, obviously there'll be no heter. Ayin lekamam b'simon shin chafav, success with a head in shin chafav, success, the yud, the mishabur shem and mishabur there, shelo yachol for dover, you should not go ahead and rub with something shemashi or say avadai. You should not in any way rub your hair with something that's going to for sure pull out your hair, and that's why, even if it's your hand. So it comes out as follows. It comes out that a person, okay, if he has a brush that he knows will not for sure pull out the hair, he could use it on Shabbos, and it's also good to have a separate one for Shabbos. A comb or anything that you test,
for the benefit of those
pull out the hair, sigresha is definitely usher and cannot be done. I can.
Seemingly complicated issue of makeup that is found in the Paiskim, besides the actual Mr. Brura, we will continue on with a little contemporary halachic discussion. As we saw, there are two forbidden malachos that might be transgressed when using makeup. That is the mareach, which is smoothing, and that of tzoveya, which is coloring. Now, all poskim, without exception, there's no machlokes, agree to the following. They all agree that any cream makeup, liquid makeup, lipstick, or makeup of any sort that contains cream or oil is aser legamre to use. These forms of makeup may not be applied even on top of existing makeup to touch up makeup or the like. However, when it comes to face powder or powdery substance that have no cream or oil base, such as certain brands of blush and eyeshadow. There is some ambiguity among the Paiskim. The basis for the confusion is a tshuva written by Rav Moshe in 1957. This is an Igrish Moshe Arachayim Chelek Aleph Kuf Yud Dalid. And this seems to also be the opinion of Scheinberg, okay, quoted in the Dirshu edition. And what seems to be saying is that he writes that to throw or sprinkle across the face white powder that does not last at all is not a violation of the Isser of coloring. Now, Tzoveya. Now, some interpret Ramosha's words to mean that all powders that do not contain cream or oil can be used since they do not cling to the skin for long. But it remains very doubtful whether that this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein actually meant, because in a subsequent tshuva in 1984, this is Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelek Gimel Chav Zayin, there Rav Moshe, or it might have been Chelek Hei Chav Zayin, either Chelek Gimel Chav Zayin or Chelek Hei Chav Zayin, you'll check it out. There, Rav Moshe clarifies that in his original tshuva, he was referring to simple white powder called talc powder, which is made without oil and does not last. He also writes that most of the powders that are sold as makeup are oil-based, and that some of them last temporarily, and therefore using most of them is gufa a question of tzoveya, of coloring. It is stretching things, therefore, to attribute to Rav Moshe a blanket heter to use any powdery makeup on Shabbos. Now, while Rav Moshe's tshuvos remain somewhat unclear, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach leaves no room for doubt as to his opinion. He writes that as long as the purpose is to color the skin, even if it lasts only a short while, there is no basis to be makel. This is especially true when the powder was intended for makeup and women color their faces in this manner. We find no source, he says, to be makel. There are yet other poskim who actually asser any tinted powder, but permit using white powder. This is the opinion of the Maran Brisk and the Ber Moshe and the Shevet Levi. Based on all of the above, the practical halacha really should be as follows, that as a rule, women should not apply any makeup on Shabbos, but since not wearing makeup is a personal issue which could, under certain circumstances, affect marriages and relationships, so if you're in one type of special situation, speak to your Rav for guidance. Another issue that's related to this is the issue of getting a suntan. Now, while all poskim agree that if a suntan is taken for medicinal reasons, it is going to, let's say, for some, you have some type of psoriasis that will be good with this, that will get healed by the sun, so then it's going to be usher. But there is a shaila about just sun tanning for recreational purposes. Some poskim consider it a issa derabanan of tzoveya, similar to the Shulchan Aruch ruling that it is usher for women to smear their faces with dough in order to change their skin color. Other poskim, however, disagree and do not consider taking a suntan a form of tzoveya, since he is not actively adding the color, but rather just sitting in the sun. Adkan.